Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Kim DeRamo with MindBody TV. I am a MindBody physician who is sharing about how your consciousness affects your health, your body, your chemistry, your physiology, everything that's going on in you, and how that shifts your electromagnetics. Your body is constantly emitting an electromagnetic signal. And depending on the frequency where you reside, there'll either be greater fluidity, harmony, resources, abundance that you encounter and experience, or it's a limitation, it's lack, it's fear, it's separation. And how do we find that leverage point where we can access that shift? Especially if you're highly sensitive, it's, you know, you can experience this like a bombardment of I'm feeling everybody's energy and feeling the pain of the world versus an awakening. I'm willing to know what I know, and allow myself to access the deep power in me for myself, for my body, and for my life. Okay. So what I, did this week is I shared an email. I sent an email to my list, to ask people, how are you experiencing this transition, this global pandemic? What's coming up for you? What are you noticing? What are you paying attention to? Are you in fear? Are you in a relief of like, whoa, I'm not on the hamster wheel anymore. We're just hunkered in. What's coming up? And then the second part was, how can this be an invitation for you to expand into something higher, a whole new way of living? And the answers I got were really beautiful. I read them all myself over the last couple of days, and I did respond to many of them. They were all really, really touching. And so I wanted to share in the broadcast about this and what my insights are of how we can use this experience to shift even more deeply within ourselves from fear to love, from separation, lack, into unity and abundance. Because what we've been moving in this direction for a very long time, but through something this powerful, this global pandemic where the entire world is kind of shut down, this is a really, really powerful time to allow this profound shift in you, to access the deeper part of you, the infinite part of you. You are an infinite spiritual being having a physical experience. But when we experience life as if I'm this physical body, I'm this physical person, I'm this identity, it gets really, really glitchy. It's hard to move forward fluidly and access this infinite part of who we are to let the universe serve us to open. So I'm going to read through some of these comments. I always love hearing where people are tuning in from. I'm glad the reception is better. And one thing I want to share first, these responses ranged everywhere from I'm blessed, what a relief, I'm slowing down, I'm going in, I've been empathic my whole life, I've always known something like this was coming, a dissolution of the old structures that are really based in lack, fear, work hard, work hard, work hard, into a new global economy, a new global, you know, society where it's based on what's truly for the best of all involved instead of what's like just good for some, but everyone else is working like a dog. And it's most people aren't in harmony in their work and their relationships with their money and receiving and participating with the world. So a lot of these structures have been limited and not working for a very long time. They've already been essentially bankrupt. And now it's like the fallout of all of that, meaning like our medical system where millions and millions of people are sick and not getting well. And it's exhausted and depleted the medical system because the resources that are there are not set up to instill health and healing. It's a disease care system, not truly a healthcare system. So what do we do with that? Well, it actually takes the dissolution of old structures for us to begin to embrace the new ones. The new ones are already in place. It's really important for some of us to get that because it's like the foundation I'm standing on is falling away and there's nothing. It's not true. There are new economic systems that have already been put in place. They've not been yet embraced by the mainstream, that are not owned by anyone other than ourselves as individuals, where we're not paying to use our own money, where we're not paying a higher, you know, it's not a hierarchy. It's based on equanimity and freedom. Where there are new systems of health and wellness that are already in place. These are systems that over the last couple hundred years have been, well, really, I guess, since the turn of the century, early 1900s, were brought through, you know, smear campaigns, and this is a quack, and this is shameful, bad, and wrong. Don't look over there. Here's where the real thing is. Medicine was literally taken over, and doctors were prevented from practicing in these different ways that included allopathic medicine, right? Fight the disease, kill the disease, but also included homeopathic, massage, and physical medicine, included osteopathic medicine, included multiple modalities that looked at the body in a different way and assisted health. That was like all knocked out of the equation when all the doctors were kind of brought into one equation of here's the pharmaceutical model. Nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't meant to be the one thing and only that. A lot of people are beginning to see, hey, there's another way to do this. But as a global mainstream that really hasn't been integrated to the extent you'd think it would be, and there are many reasons why, this is all ready to change. There are structures in place, and it's okay, but to let that shift happen can be really rocky. That's why I wanted to share what I'm sharing today. Amber says, I'm an empath and I feel like I'm taking on too much energy right now. It's overwhelming. We're going to touch on that because a lot of the responses that came through had a lot to do with that. Rita says, there's fewer opportunities now to look outside myself for attention. Yeah, distraction. And therefore more opportunities to look inside myself and love myself. Beautiful. That was another theme I noticed. And I kind of like put little asterisks next to the ones that came up again and again. But those are two I'm going to touch into in this broadcast. Randy says, after I got through the initial contraction around losing my work, now both my jobs actually, I felt a lot of peace. Honestly, I love the pace of my life right now. But like you mentioned, I've had some guilt around how relaxed and peaceful things are for me, and fear that if I really let myself feel this juicy and relaxed, I'm never going to take any action on making money. Oh, that's one of the big myths we've been living under the system that's currently crumbling, is that you're lazy. If you just follow your joy, you won't contribute. If you just follow your joy, you won't take action. If you just follow your joy, you'll be selfish and never really do what creates more, which is a total lie. The nature of humanity is not about survival of the fittest. It never has been. If you go back and look at the research, it's always been about collaboration. If you look at what our evolutionary history was founded on, it's all about collaboration. We've kind of bought into this thwarted view of looking at what our evolution has been about, that it's like every man for itself, step on the other guy and you get ahead. And we've created our global economy based on that. And even in our health, it's about fight the bug, kill the disease, overcome, get ahead. Well, that alone is exhausting. It will never create true health. So when we have this belief, of course, it's like, well, if I just settle into my ease and joy, then maybe I benefit, but everyone else won't. That's a bad thing. It's a lie. It's actually true that as you embrace your own expansion and abundance, everyone wins. We're going to talk about that as well. Jean says, I have to allow a lot of empathic energy to flow. It's emotional. Rachel, I've noticed myself becoming triggered by people who are complaining about having to be at home, self-isolating. I find my response is something like, welcome to my world, as I've experienced years of living that way in the past due to chronic illness. I don't want to feel or sound negative, but it certainly triggers something in me. How do you stay neutral through that? What's coming up for you is all the ways you've not really appreciated and honored how challenging this has been for you. So there's resentment. When other people are like, ah, this sucks, this is hard, and you're like, screw you, what do you think I've been going through? Look for ways that you can really begin to acknowledge yourself for the suffering that this has been. Because the guilt that comes up is like, oh, well, but there's people worse off than me. I should just be grateful for what I have. And so it's a suppression. it's a suppression of the pain you're really in and acknowledging it and appreciating it and letting yourself receive from that space, like put your hand on your heart. And for all of us here, just take a few deep breaths and feel that. Feel what's coming up in your reaction. Yeah, well, welcome to my world. Feel what's underneath that. Take a few deep breaths and witness, you know, where do you physically feel that in your body? Breathe into the space of your heart and just tell your body, I see your pain. This has been hard. This has been excruciating. We don't usually acknowledge because we're going to be, I'm going to overcome. I'm going to be positive. And we think that's like a good thing, but it actually is very suppressive. The truth is, put your hand right on your heart. You can say it out loud to yourself. This has been so unthinkably hard. My heart is broken over what I've actually been through and how much suffering. Give yourself 5 minutes of that. Appreciate, acknowledge, because it's true. It's if you don't acknowledge it, I can guarantee you no one else can acknowledge it the way that you can. But you'll continue to carry it and just project it. So let me know what that creates and what you feel. Christine, I'm mostly calm. Some days are worse, but interestingly, I, who've dealt with anxiety most of my life, have been really calm. And people who know my backstory have been surprised at my almost non-response. But some days I do feel scared, only after accidentally seeing a Corona story. Okay. I love that Mother Earth gets space to breathe. Yeah, it's really interesting because even in Venice, like all the waterways are repopulated and fish are growing and thriving just within like a few weeks of humans not being in our normal, regularly scheduled activities. People are thinking more about love and compassion, coming together in love, singing, helping each other. Okay, one of the things we'll see that isn't actually shown in the mainstream media is that the world and humanity is actually at a much higher frequency of love, of connection, of sharing, of contributing than what we've ever been led to believe. We are not by nature every man for himself. We are not by nature, let me step on the other guy and get ahead. Yes, we've been put in a societal structure that's all about that, but it is not our nature. Our nature is collaboration. Our nature is giving, sharing, loving, contributing. You need some toilet paper? I've got extra toilet paper. What do you need? And yes, there are people who are like the one guy who went out and bought all the Purell and then tried to sell it at a higher price tag, but that didn't work. We're at a high enough consciousness that it's like, yeah, that's not who we are. We decide who we are. And it would be like of benefit to start to actually see the truth of where we have come. We're no longer residing in this really low frequency of fear. We are residing in a much higher frequency of love. And we're gonna begin to see what humanity is really about through this process. Arlene says, evolutionary history has always been about collaboration, not survival. Wow. Yeah, you can actually research some stuff online to find out more about that, but it's proven and it's shown, and it's like this whole thing got thwarted and diverted to show us this side of ourselves that's actually not our true nature. Randy says, I realize these are old records dissolving. I'm getting so much joy from posting every day in my blog, social media. I'm so touched. It's blessing others. So in the new society we're emerging into, it is so much more based on who are you? What are your unique gifts and talents? What do you love to do that you're best at? And how does that contribute to others? Because in the old space, you couldn't really see it. It's like, well, I don't know what I really do and what I'm best at. I just go to work and do it this way because that's what'll make money. Or you do have a little bit of awareness of what your natural gifts and talents are, but you're like, I couldn't make money from that. Is that really of value to anyone? You can't see how it fits into the puzzle. Where we're moving into now is gonna be very different. So I've invited people in my Awakened Practitioner program, like, yeah, this is the time to step it up. People are receptive. People are beginning to come into themselves and into their body to feel what's actually going on here instead of the schizophrenic chaos of what's going on out there and tuning into that. That programs my body and my body's in chaos. And then I gotta like take 10 medications and 20 supplements and be on a special diet to manage it. What? When we tune into what's going on in here, immediately higher levels of harmony happen in here, in the body, chemically, physiologically, hormonally, in the brain and neurologically, and of course, electromagnetically. So we will begin to access wisdom, awareness, inspiration that maybe didn't make sense before. Like, how could I do that? That wouldn't make any sense. No one's gonna want that. To, oh, I know exactly how to create that. Here's what I'm here to be. Here's what I'm gonna share. And to have the boldness and the courage and the resources to move into it. So you will see that happening. All right, I'm gonna read more of these comments, but I wanna look at what these responses were because it was so powerful. So there were many people feeling, like I mentioned, a relief with slowing down. I'm connecting with my family. I'm aware that, because there are so many empaths in the community, this one person shared, like, I connect with the earth every day. He's growing things and said the planet is actually doing really, really well, which is one of the things I've been aware of. Like, we think we're on the brink of complete destruction and that humanity is in this angry, chaotic state of self-hatred, other hatred, and that's not what's actually happening. And he shared the planet's doing really well from this still space humanity has now come into. Many people said, I've been preparing for this for decades. I've known my whole life there'd be this fallout and dissolution. Slowing down and going in. Feeling an increase in the collective consciousness and knowing that this is shifting the world. Aware that a new health system is emerging and knowing I have some role in that, but I don't really know what it is yet. And that's actually one of the reasons I created the Awakened Practitioner Collaborative, is to have that conversation and to assist that emerging. I realized that enlightenment is not all light. It's about being in a place where I ride the ups and downs fluidly. I'm glad to get off the New Age hamster wheel. I loved that. That's really well put. The New Age, I've got to co-create and improve and be positive and like that whole rigmarole, which doesn't actually create well-being, health, and harmony in the body. Okay, and then the other side of the equation was being in this primal survival fear, seeing illnesses when people had illness, not coronavirus or coronavirus, seeing it as a setback, like, oh, this has really set me back. I was making such strides. It's another big theme I saw was people are like, I was getting ahead, I was doing well, I was finally, you know, in my job, doing my thing, and then now it's all fallen apart and I'm quote unquote right back where I was. It's not actually what's happening. We are not designed to function in that system. We are not designed to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, push hard, work hard, go forward, be positive force. That doesn't create harmony and it's not a harmonic state. So it can't, it's not sustainable. And it doesn't actually create abundance in the world. No matter how much money we make, no matter how much quote unquote good we do to help others, it doesn't actually create abundance when we ourselves are in the harmonic of go, 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 push, 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 but I have to help people. So this fallout is actually a dissolution of us functioning that way. You're not designed to function that way. It's not a setback. Other piece was, oh, I have all these autoimmune diseases and now I don't have the resources out there to go and get better and do what I need to do to sustain. And that is, and this may be a little tough to receive for some people, but you have the inner resources. And when we pause and those outer things fall away, we can't resource these outer things, it kind of forces us to look and see, like, what do I have access to within me to realign my body, to allow a rebalancing so that those things aren't needed, so that I am whole and becoming more and more well through a deeper connection, through a different source, something within me that I'm now accessing. So be willing to open to that. Another one is, who am I now? My clinic is closed. This is all the work I'm doing. This is my identity. I can't do my work anymore. I can't do it online. this is really forcing us to be really creative about what is the work you're actually doing. I have a friend who does like massage work, but what she's actually doing is on multiple dimensions of how she connects with that client, what she's working on, and how she does her work. And she had the awareness of like, I kind of got to come out of the closet now and let my clients know I can do this remotely. I can work with them remotely. I actually had a remote session with her maybe a week or so ago. I was feeling really sick, and my son as well. And it made an unthinkable difference. And all the themes she felt into in my system were exactly spot on for, you know, what moved through. So can you get creative about how you're doing at what you're actually doing? Are there other dimensions you're working on besides just the physical? Because I guarantee you, for pretty much everyone in this community, there are. And you may not be acknowledging them within yourself because you're like, I don't really get how that works. I don't really believe that. Or you're acknowledging it within yourself, but you don't know that others would receive it, so you kind of keep it under the covers. That's over. It's time for us to step up and function in this higher way. So see if that's something that resonates. The bigger thing, because then there was also grieving, sadness, for things happening now and for things, you know, like I lost my dad a year ago, or I lost someone in the past, but the grief is coming up now. This is a time where we will no longer be able to live suppressed, right? Like, okay, that happened and I'm going to move on. Well, you've got to clean it up. You've got to clean up your frequency. If there's suppressed anger, grief, sadness, a feeling of loss, you know, I had a friend I shared last week on the broadcast who died. It was not from coronavirus. Died the day before or a couple days before we did the broadcast. And I sort of wanted to dedicate the broadcast to him. And it was someone I love so, so dearly, who's been just such an amazing love in my life. And I hadn't spoken with him in a couple of years, but I did get a sign from him right around the time he died. And it was a day of this sadness and grieving, but it was really, really beautiful for me to be with that and share it with my family. My daughter and husband were like super supportive, and it was really, really, really hard. And in a couple moments on that day, I felt like I'm gonna sink into never-ending grief, but I didn't buy that. I just went with it. I just let myself feel the depths of it, express and move through the depths of it, which is how, you know, grief, just like every other energy, will move. But when we suppress this, we're actually carrying that with us, like over a very long period of time. That's not going to work anymore. Yes, it makes the physical body sick. Yes, it dampens your frequency, so you're not accessing the abundance that's actually available. So see if you're willing to appreciate this grief coming up, instead of making it wrong or trying to be better at suppressing it. I had a neighbor a few months ago who had a cousin die, and she's like, well, you know, I'm just delving into my work, staying busy, focusing on work, and it seems to be working so far. Oh, no. Because the thing is, that's not just, oh, that's my coping mechanism for the weeks when this grief is new. That's like, that's my regular life story for decades. When do I go back and actually feel the grief? So that isn't gonna work for us anymore. But the biggest thing I wanted to share was this, I feel guilt that I'm okay, but others are suffering. I feel responsible for others. This is another theme with that. If I had done a better job, this wouldn't be happening, or people wouldn't be suffering. When we're so empathic and aware of our connections with others, we can actually perceive it through that lens. They're powerless and I've got power, so I should be doing more for them. They're powerless and I have this insight and consciousness, so I should be helping them. And that is like the biggest lie that propagates separation and inadequacy. Everyone has direct access to the power in them. And as you show up to the power in you, the abundance in you, the stillness and joy in you, it actually amplifies their ability to do so too. We are connected. So instead of moving into the guilt of like, oh, there's so much joy to go around, so I should have less and then they'll have more, or I don't want to enjoy this too much because others are suffering, so somehow they're suffering more if I'm enjoying it, I got some hate mail in my YouTube channel about the video I posted when I first read these emails. And someone said, talking about people being tortured and going through these really heinous experiences, and you know, you just don't know. And so I appreciate that. And being empathic for, I'm 47 now, so many years of my life, I have been aware of that. I have been aware of those super, super low frequencies of hopelessness, torture, helplessness, and the suffering that's happened in the planet. Many of us have, without even realizing, like, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this darkness? What's wrong with me? There are many medical diagnoses created around this, but it isn't actually a wrongness. We just haven't learned to perceive from unity and compassion so that the energy can move and we can be a light that amplifies awakening, which is exactly what's happening on the planet right now. We've only seen it through this like guilt of like, ooh, I shouldn't be having too much joy because others are suffering. So see if you would be willing to come into a new perspective of that. And remember, as I embody light and love, compassion, joy, ease, whatever you want to call it, it is an invitation and a strengthening of amplification of that for all beings everywhere, unconditionally, so that we do collectively step into a higher space and these things are unearthed and they're no longer tolerated in our society. That's exactly what's happening right now. So with immense compassion for everyone who is in that space where you can't see beyond the guilt or the grief, it's okay. You will just by breathing and presencing it, just take a few breaths right now and relax your shoulders. Go in with it, you will allow the energy to move. And when it moves, you're no longer like carrying it. So that was a kind of big thing I wanted to speak to, especially since a few people, it's mostly on YouTube where there's a little bit more of a diversity of different levels of consciousness people are hearing me from. In Facebook and the Mind Body community, people are already in a different space of receptivity. So it gets heard, it lands differently. But that was something I wanted to acknowledge, is that yes, there are many, many people who are in this true, unthinkable suffering. And yes, at the same time, it is a contribution to the awakening that assists them directly when we let ourselves receive our own abundance and move into the light. There's nothing enlightened about staying small so that others don't feel intimidated by your expansion. And that was a quote from Marianne Williamson, but it speaks, you know, very deeply. All right, so there's a few other things, but I'm gonna look at what we've got here. Anne says, I've not been in fear, but my friends are so panicked and make me feel guilty for not going to the store. And that's a little bit about, you know, as we awaken, but we're still in a collective that's in fear, we do feel it. We do feel it. And it's not like the same level of bliss and harmony that it is when we know we're in a world where that's awakened. But we're moving there, and so let yourself feel the compassion for them, because that will clear the space for you. And don't take it on. Like, if you're like, all right, I'm gonna, you know, do XYZ, that's my choice. Sure, look, if people are like, you shouldn't do that, receive it, right? Don't deflect. Nope, I'm all set, I don't need you. Just receive it. Okay, thank you. I'm gonna look at that, I'm gonna check that out. Is that true for me? Only you can really know, but you've got to tune in to be aware of what is going to be the wise choice for you. Jennifer says, as patterns and relationship crack open due to this new way of being and living daily life, I'm acknowledging the frustrations and have compassion for myself as I move into a more purposeful and impactful way of creating and expressing myself. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, because the old programs don't really even let us look at that. It's like, what do you mean? What do I have in my heart? That's my passion and my gift. I that doesn't matter, because I have to go to work every day and I don't get to think about that. Katie says, being isolated and housebound anyway, I feel even more invisible than usual and feel like I want to shout at the people moaning about being isolated. Yeah, that's one of the other things I spoke to earlier. Like, you think you got it bad. I did also have other people say, I feel more compassion for myself since I've been housebound for so long with an illness, now that everyone's experiencing it, she felt more community and more understanding of how hard this was for her. So see if that compassion exercise I shared at the beginning is really helpful for there, as far as having compassion for how much you've actually suffered. Andrew says, I've been enjoying the slowing down and have felt an energy, vitality, and sense of possibility I haven't felt in years. It feels much lighter now. Jennifer, this new way of being is an invitation. Rachel, thank you for this response. You were spot on, as always, totally spot on, and enough for tears to start flowing. I've never really acknowledged how hard my life has been, and it's created resentment. I've always naturally hidden away. This whole crisis has reflected this back to me, just as you described. I'm going to take this time to sit with it and allow myself to feel the pain that's coming up. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Sam says, I'm retired. I wake up every morning and feel joy and freedom to do whatever I want to do. So many people can experience this now if they don't let the fear block the way. The deaths are painful. Losing a job and a way of living isn't the end of the world. It's how a new world can begin. Yeah, that's beautifully said, Sam. And I want to help people hear that. It's not to take away that part where it's like, well, the fear is real and this isn't okay, and it's not to take it away. So don't let yourself feel threatened to embrace a new perspective. In this 10 seconds, if you just enter and distill everything down to 10 seconds, how are you? So I'm breathing. Maybe I'm fed if you've eaten something or you're gonna eat something. Maybe you can relax your body. Maybe there is pain, but you're like, I'm alive in this 10 seconds. I'm free to breathe in this 10 seconds. And don't so much be in the projecting of, but what about 10 minutes from now or 10 days from now when I think XYZ is gonna happen? So bring it back here now, because this is where you access your power. And it's important to hear this, that that doesn't mean, okay, in this 10 seconds, but I don't have money in this 10 seconds. You have power. And when you access the now, you activate that, you ignite that. And it allows the future, what's getting projected, to be vastly different from what the fear projection was creating. You are a creator. I actually just shared a video about this morning. I posted it to YouTube about how we can access the power that is within us. Most of us haven't been doing that, like, at all. And it's essential. It's essential now and going forward. Because the source isn't my job. The source isn't my, you know, benefactor, husband, whatever you think is like, that's my source. The source is within me. Will I access that? Or, you know, am I still shut down to how to use that technology of the body? The first week of what we're doing in the Alive Woman course, starting next week on Tuesday, is that it is, you are powerful. How to access that technology of your body to begin to experience that power now, right here, right now, in your physiology, and yes, reflected in your world and in your life, and inviting everything to be a reflection of that. And for those of you who resonate and would like to join, it's at drkimd.com/retreat, where we'll be in a small group working together over the month online. And there's some videos and things I've shared with you to really deepen this relationship with your body and release the old programs. Know that if this resonates with you, but it's not accessible right now, it's okay. Like, everyone, we're connected, and you will benefit from the work that we are doing as a group. So I've had some people go into a lot of panic over, I can't do it, or I don't have time, or I can't afford it, and get really angry. And like, you don't need to do that. Resources that are created for you, you will access to the degree you allow that alignment. And the resources that you truly aren't accessing are not needed. So don't buy into the, like, someone's withholding something from me, or I really am in lack and you don't understand. I would invite you to be willing to just embrace the pain of that perspective and question it. Get curious. Is this actually true? Because you'll see other things emerge. All right, hold on. We've got Amber says, I've been mostly housebound for a long time, but with an illness. But it's interesting, during this time, I don't feel guilt for staying home. And it makes me excited to do things at home for once. A lot of people I've worked with severe chronic illness, chronic fatigue, there's a huge oppressive layer. This is one of the things we're clearing more deeply in the Alive Women program. That's like, it's not okay to shut down. It's not okay to be still. It's not okay to slow down. And so like, they never actually go into the depth of that reboot and get their energy back. They like stay in this years and years and years, decades long suppression. So then their energy is continually suppressed. And it's insane how much is accessible. Like, I've had people I've worked with just like, boom, come out of it really, really quickly and have the reboot of energy, even after years of severe chronic fatigue. But that's one of the things, is like how wrong we make it to slow down. We think we're worthless when, you know, we're not doing. Deborah says, I remember I need to be the observer and not allow the universal grief and sadness to bury me. As I've been, yeah, so breathe through it, have compassion, witness it. As I've been learning to meet my pain and embrace it and not run from it, my inner light and knowingness is rising from within and emanating out of my soul to the world. I've received the message that it's time for me to throw off the chains that have let bind in me and kept me from living my life as my true self. I'm no longer willing to suppress my light, dim my brightness, so others do not feel uncomfortable. Well said. That is what happens when we come into that stage of awakening. Now, it won't make sense to some people. It'll be like, what is she talking about? When we're in a lower consciousness. So don't try to make yourself go there. Just know that's kind of part of what's emerging, that we're awakening to begin to see. Heather said, I released fear that I had during the SARS virus time that I didn't even know I had inside. I dreamt that Nazi men came and infected us with SARS, but I was grateful to get that out of my system. And it was a trigger for fear that's freed me for this time. Yeah, there's a lot of ways that things we've been in the past, hi Julie, things we've experienced in the past are like still living in us, and you'll see old perspectives fall away, maybe really quickly during this time. All right, hey everybody, Andrea. I see a lot of really awesome friends like just coming in. I'm just going to complete right now. But I did want to just honor these responses that came in. They were really beautiful and heartfelt. And it's funny because the autoresponder goes out when someone emails in. So it's like, hey, we'll see this message, but, you know, just it might take a couple days. We usually get to them much quicker. But someone wrote back, yeah, that's just what I thought. Because she had written this really beautiful, heartfelt message and said, I really don't think anyone's ever going to see this, but she shared it anyway. Of course, like I said, I read them all. So I understand how disappointing it can be to have so much that you're sharing from such a heartfelt space. And you're like in cyberspace talking to some email server and you're like, is anyone even listening? So there may not be, you know, in some cases that you're like, who am I writing to? Write to your heart. Write to your heart. You know, in this case, I received them and it was a blessing. And sometimes the conversation is just you and you. But if you let yourself have that conversation anyway, what do you have to say? What do you have to express? One of the most powerful exercises I ever did was I'd write in a journal, like, to my higher self or God or whatever you want to call it, and then from my higher self back to me. What do I need to say? What do I need to be heard? I'm in pain here. I'm struggling. I'm suffering. Like, what's going on? And really, like, I would go to the depth of it and just let it be expressed. And then I'd come in the next page from my higher self. And it was always really, really beautiful and insightful and true and resonant and powerful and awakening. And I received so much from those communications. And that was like me and me. So if you are one of those people who wrote and you're like, I don't know if anyone's gonna receive this and read this, know that they were very, very, very lovingly received. And B, know that what really matters is that you show up for you. So I'm sending everyone so much love and compassion. I'll be here every Wednesday. in the Mind Body community and Facebook for our live at 11 a.m. Mountain. I do think we're going to continue along this this path. This is a true awakening. This is a true dissolution of the systems and structures we've been operating in. Know that whatever space you're at, you can soften and find that compassion for yourself. Reach out to some people around you. Share what you're feeling. Don't carry the heavy burden. It will let your body heal. And it will let lightness come into your system. All right, Kate says, I felt a sense of community at first, and then this flip side seemed to come up. Alice said, I felt severe social anxiety and relief about not having to be around people now. But I also feel like I'm losing all the progress I've made from going to work and having to socialize. Like I'll have to start over from square one when that's over. Yeah, that's one of the things I spoke to earlier about so many people responding. Like I was making so many strides. I was getting better. I was doing this and that. I was working. And now it's just such a setback. So know that that isn't actually how you're designed to operate, and that this is allowing you to integrate a deeper space of yourself. Because, you know, the society we've been in has been about separation, fear, and lack, where how we interact with others hasn't been about, here's the truth in my heart, and I'm walking around with an open heart so people can feel me and connect and feel love, even just a stranger on the street, and feel at ease and feel compassion. Most of us have been carrying lack of compassion. We've been carrying self-hatred and judgment and anger and resentment and blah, 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 and not knowing how to release that. So that we brought that to our social interactions. So of course it would be uncomfortable, especially if you're energy sensitive, to interact with others. Many, many people, most people feel that. So have compassion for yourself and know that this is part of what's dissolving so that we can really connect. All right, everyone, lots of love. If you want to join me for the live course, it's at drkimd.com/retreat. And it's an online virtual event now, but it will be really, really powerful. We start next week on Tuesday. All right, everyone, lots of love. I'm so glad that we're connected. I was glad to get up today and put on a fun shirt and know, like, I'm going to be connecting with people. I would imagine for a lot of us, it's, you